This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For the first time in something like 20 years, the Brits are going to build a nuclear power plant. It is also, I should mention, the first nuclear plant in Europe since the meltdown at Fukushima. Controversy abounds because it's a nuclear plant, but also because a French-Chinese conglomerate will be doing the building. And the government's line that the plant will be on British soil and ultimately under British control is a hard sell, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
The new plant will create 25,000 jobs, provide a fresh supply of reliable low-carbon power, and pump $25 billion into the British economy. No wonder the Energy Secretary Ed Davey was positively glowing when he broke the news.
This is good news for the economy. It's good news for consumers. It's good news for energy security. It's good news for the environment. And it's good news for jobs.
It sounds too good to be true. It is, say the critics. The deal behind the nuclear facility is radioactive, say the critics. Its malign effects will be felt for years. To attract the foreign investors, the UK has promised them a very high price for the electricity they generate, and for a very long time.
It's a 35-year gamble. We are now locked into a 35-year contract, paying twice the price that we currently pay for our electricity.
Dr. Paul Dorfman of University College London says he doesn't expect the price of electricity to double by the time the power plant is operating. British consumers will be overpaying.
We estimate that the UK consumer will be putting about nearly up to £1 billion a year into French and Chinese pockets.
Psychologically, the deal is a bit of a come down for the Brits. This UK government propaganda film from the 1950s trumpeted the country's pioneering achievements in nuclear power.
As British scientists toil at the never-ending task of setting the hand of man over the power of the nucleus, the fuel of the universe that keeps the sun and all the stars alight.
Britain built one of the first commercial nuclear power stations on the planet. Today, it is handing over a chunk of its nuclear generating capacity to a company owned by a communist totalitarian state.
I'm not sure that we are entirely comfortable or should be entirely comfortable with the Chinese government essentially running a substantial part of Britain's power sector.
Isabel Hilton is editor of the China Dialogue website.
Well, I don't think that any of us can guarantee the future behaviour of the Chinese government. Many other countries would refuse a contract like this.
It's inconceivable that the US would ever agree to a deal like this, having rebuffed a Chinese attempt to take over the American oil firm Unocal. But then Britain is highly unusual in this regard. It seems supremely relaxed about foreigners snapping up its strategic assets, says Alex Brummer, author of Britain for Sale.
There's been a flood of foreign takeovers in Britain. Almost every bit of infrastructure that we have. Four of our big six energy companies are owned by overseas owners. Much of the water is owned overseas.
A Spanish company owns London's main airports. Arabs control some of the key seaports. London buses are run by the Germans. It's only the Brits, with their love of financial wheeler dealing, that would allow this fire sale, says Brummer.
In most other countries, strategic industries such as water, electricity, power, would not be allowed to be taken over.
In defence of its cross-border nuclear deal, the British government says we are open for business, and we not only preach free trade, we practice it. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.